I just came back from the Congress of the United States, where just before I left for this speech, I put in the well of the House a piece of legislation. Matter of fact, this is what the clerk gave me, House Resolution 260. This resolution provides for a resolution of inquiry, which is a process which demands the administration produce its evidence about what they said they had, weapons of mass destruction. Now is the time. Now is the time. Where are the weapons of mass destruction? We're going to find out. They're going to tell the truth. I am proud to have led 126 Democrats who voted against the Iraq resolution. And we've been saying it all along, as you've been saying it all along. And let this be a moment of truth-telling for America, that Iraq had no, there was no connection between Iraq and 9/11. There was no connection between Iraq, 9/11, and Al-Qaeda. There was no connection between Iraq and the anthrax attack on this country. And Iraq did not have those weapons of mass destruction. But this administration went in anyway and created a pretext for war. And this war was wrong. This war was fraudulent. And we must expose this administration. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to be on CNN, and Aaron Brown said, well, some people are saying that Saddam Hussein was a weapon of mass destruction. And I said, well, that's fine. They can't find him either. But, you know, as Leo mentioned, I come from the city. I was a child of the city. I understood, growing up as the oldest of the family of seven, that, as Langston Hughes once put it, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. And I remember where I came from. And I think that I can be of help to this administration in its effort to find weapons of mass destruction, because, Mr. President, they're here at home. Poverty is a weapon of mass destruction. And homelessness is a weapon of mass destruction. And joblessness is a weapon of mass destruction. And poor health care is a weapon of mass destruction. And when a government lies to its people, that is a weapon of mass destruction. Now, there have been those in our Democratic caucus who have been well-meaning, and they were saying last year, you know, we don't think the president's telling the truth. But we think that we need to take this war off the table. That's what they said. Take the war off the table and let's talk about all the other issues which we're so good talking about. And at that moment, in my capacity then as chair and now co-chair with Barbara Lee of the Progressive Caucus, I said in those meetings, if we say we're going to take this war off the table, we're kidding ourselves, because this administration only wants to talk about a war. They don't want to talk about Enron. They don't want to talk about fraud against stockholders. They don't want to talk about the corruption of Wall Street. They don't want to talk about all the people out of work. They don't want to talk about all the people without health care. They don't want to talk about our children going to schools that are falling apart. They don't want to talk about any of those things. All they want to talk about is war. And so that's all they talked about. And as a result, because our leadership wasn't successful enough in challenging them and meeting them toe-to-toe on the issue of war, we lost the chance to take back the Congress. And let me tell you what's going to be different in this election. I'm going to challenge this administration step-to-step, toe-to-toe on all of their fraudulent foreign policies that lead to war, and then we're going to be able to get to that domestic agenda, and we will win the domestic agenda by triumphing on over them on the foreign policy agenda and exposing their march to war, exposing the fraudulent basis for war, exposing what they've done to build up a military budget, exposing what they've done to cause fear in our society, exposing what they've done to depress our economy. That's the way we're going to win this election, challenge this administration, and I am prepared to do it.
U.S. Congressman, presidential hopeful Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, addressing the Take Back America conference on June 14th, 15th, and 16th in Washington, D.C.